Hey friends, it's Monday and we're back in 1 Thessalonians. As you know, it's a short book, but we're in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 today. And kind of a general outline that you are going to run into today is this. First of all, Paul talks about living in order to please God more and more. And that's a phrase that you're going to see a couple times in today's reading. Live in order to please God. Live to please God more and more. Shouldn't that be our goal? Is every day we please God more and more? He also spent some time talking about the importance of avoiding sexual sin, which in our world that is inundated with sexual things is something that we all need to make sure that we're avoiding. And he then talks about loving each other with what he calls brotherly love. It's funny here because he says, I don't even need to write to you about this, but then he still does, reminding them to love each other, Christians loving other Christians. And that's so important. And then he uses those words again, more and more. So let's grow in our relationship as we try to please God more and more. And let's love each other more and more. But I tell you what, if we woke up every day with those being our two goals, I think it would be hard to not honor God. And then the fourth thing that he talks about before the last part of this chapter is living a quiet life and minding our own business. Oh my goodness, that's another thing. You know, this world sells sex to us constantly in media, and it also sells sticking our nose in business that's not ours, aka social media, right? Aka gossip. And so if those are things you need to hear today, then maybe this is what you are to be focusing on. I want to spend the last of our short time here together talking about the last part. And Paul shifts gears from telling people how to live to talking about what is in store for them when they die. And he uses this word that we see oftentimes in the New Testament, and they use the word, the metaphor sleep, meaning death. And instead of saying sleep, you'll see this in 2 Corinthians 11 as well, when it talks about taking communion with the right heart, and he uses the word sleep, and that sleep means death. And so why is this metaphor used? And I think it's because those who sleep naturally wake up. They rise, right? Just as those who die as followers of Christ will rise to be with him. So then it's important that we understand that he is making sure that the people from Thessalonica are not fearing death. You see, first century pagans, they lived in this horrific fear of death. And archaeological digs have discovered that there are inscriptions after inscriptions on graves and tombstones that show just how scared people were of death. The pagan people were scared of death. And Paul is saying here, you don't need to be scared. Now, I want to spend just a moment today focusing on verses 16 to 18. I'm going to read them to you, and then we're just going to take a moment and think about this. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven. This is what we call the rapture. With a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So he's coming down and we're going up. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. I want to encourage you today with these words. And I don't know how your day is going. I don't know how yesterday went for you. Maybe you're just getting up and hoping today will be better than yesterday, but you don't have to look too far around you to feel pretty desperate, pretty hopeless. in this world, or maybe even in your own personal circumstances. But I want to encourage you with these words today, that you will be with the Lord forever. I want you to take just a moment, and I want you to picture, maybe you want to close your eyes for a moment, and I want you just allow yourself to imagine hearing a trumpet call, and all of a sudden you're heading towards heaven. You're still alive, you don't taste death, and you're heading to heaven, and you meet Jesus in the sky. Are you allowed to go there in your mind? Can you possibly fathom the tremendous, unbelievable joy when you realize that's what's going on? Now, I know there's a lot of debate about when Jesus is coming back. We certainly know that so many of the end times prophecies have been met. And I believe with all my heart the time is short, but you know, people have been saying that for hundreds of years, thousands of years even. But we're definitely closer to heaven, to the rapture today than we were yesterday or last year. And so allow yourself to picture Christ returning and you being taken up with him into heaven. That is an exhilarating thought when I allow my mind to go there. But even if you're not alive, even if you've already passed when Jesus returns, you'll be with him in eternity, in paradise, where there's no school shootings, there's no sickness, there's no threat of war, there's no disease, there's no fear. What a beautiful day that will be, whether we get there through the rapture or whether we get there through taking our last breath and immediately being ushered into God's presence. Let's stop today, take all the noise around us, and mute it for a moment and remember where our future lies. I'll be back with you tomorrow.